Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Brachos. We're in the sixth parak Mishnah Ches. We'll also start the seventh parak Mishnah Aleph as well. The Mishnah begins. Achal te'enim anavim v'rimonim. If a person ate figs or grapes or pomegranates or any of the other fruit that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, so Mevarach Acharei and Shalosh Brachos, Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says you have to bench after you eat them. In other words, they're so important. So you make the three brachos, because that's called Achalta Se'avato Beirachtas Hashem Ala Aretz HaTova, for the land that He gave you. Asher Nasanach HaTova is a reference to Yerushalayim, so you have to do a full-fledged benching under those circumstances. And the Chachamim disagree. They say bracha achas me'ein shalosh. They say one bracha that contains the elements of benching, and that's what we do today. We have a bracha called ala eitz ve'al pri eitz, and that is how we proceed. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says afilu achal shelek v'hu mizono. Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? Even if you ate a cooked vegetable. That's what you're eating. That's your diet. You're eating a cooked vegetable. And that, so in such a situation, you ate the cooked vegetable, and that's your meal. So, mevarach achar of shalosh brachos, you got a bench when you're done. Of course, that's not the way we proceed. We hold like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that when you eat things of significance, then you bench, right? Things of significance is bread. And for Shiva Saminim, we make bracha achas mein shalosh ala eitz val priya eitz. And after everything else, we say bari nefashos rabos v'chesrona. Now, hashos amayim letzimo, right? Let's say a person is drinking water just to squash his thirst, right? And so in that situation, omer shakol neividbaro. Under that situation, he makes a shakol. But if he just wants to have something to drink, so he drinks water, so then he doesn't make a bracha at all. In other words, if he's drinking water because he has something caught in his throat, then he wouldn't make the bracha in that situation. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, no. Omer boring nefashos rabos, he makes a bracha before he drinks water, he should make boring nefashos. Now we don't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon here as well. We instead go ahead and make a bracha shahako before water, and afterwards we make the bracha boring nefashos rabos. Having discussed the transition into benching, so the Mishnah now in the seventh parak is going to turn us over to the concepts of benching, and specifically to the pre-benching known as the mitzvah of Zimun. The Mishnah tells us that when three people eat together, right, as one, they have a responsibility, an obligation to go ahead and bench together to say Nevarich Lelokeinu Shachanu Mishalo. Now, Achol demai, what if they eat the fruit of an Ama Aretz, right? Which is to say things that we don't know whether they separated the proper amounts or they separated Maiser at all. Maiser Sheni, Maiser Rishon Shenit LaTrumaso, and he eats Maiser Sheni, Maiser Rishon, that normally goes to Levi, and he knows that the Trumas Meiser was separated, Umeiser Sheni Hektish and Iftu, or whether he's eating Meiser Sheni and Hektish that were already redeemed, but he didn't pay the Chomish for them. So in these situations, those things aren't Ma'akev, and therefore a person would be able to go ahead and bench with Bimazuman. Shamash Achol Kazayas, and similarly, if you have one of the three people was the waiter, but he already ate a Kazayas of food, Bahakusi, or if you have a kusi, so mizamnin aleihem, you would go ahead and make a zimun on it. Aval achol tevel ma'aserishon shelo nitnalitrumaso. But if you ate tevel or ma'aserishon where you didn't separate the truma, u'ma'aserisheni v'hekta shelo nifdu, or the stuff where there was no pidyon done at all, ba'ashamash achol pachos mikazayis, or the shamas who didn't eat enough, ba'anachri, or you're dealing with the third person is a nachri. What does that mean, is a nachri? So the Gemara explains it. We're talking about the third person being a ger who did the milah, but he didn't go to the mikvah. And so the answer is, until he finishes the gerus process, he cannot be part of a zimun, and therefore the Mishnah says, ein mezamnin alav. Okay, so again, in order for a person to be part of a zimun, he has to be Jewish, and he has to be a Jewish male who has partaken more than a kazayas of food, that is this deemed to be acceptable. In that situation, then you can make a zimun, and if not, if any of those criteria are missing, then you cannot include this situation as a situation of zimun. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.